Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. This is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Gail Porter.
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Porter. How are you today?
I am good.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, I would like to, I believe, sign up for your service. I have 5,000 pieces of stuff here from you guys. And evidently until the end of the month, it's the best deal. So I'm going to do that.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much for calling us today. So let me start by looking up your address. What is the number on your
house? It's 33 Birchwood Drive West.
Okay. Can you spell the name of the street for me, please?
Birchwood, B-I-R-C-H-W-O-O-D. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Birchwood. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Drive West.
Drive West. And is this Saugerty or Kinston?
Yes, it's Saugerty's.
Saugerty's. It's 12477.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me just take a quick look.
Sorry, I'm looking out the window. It's like the wind is like 100 miles an hour. It looks like, woo, windy.
You have wind? Oh, okay. I'm in Poughkeepsie.
It's windy out there.
I don't have
any wind right now.
It's
really windy. Windy right now. Very windy. Like, wow. What's going on out there?
I know. We're expecting more rain, supposedly, this afternoon. So
it's like never ending anyway. Yeah.
Yes, I see. So, yes, let me see. Yes, you are in service as of May, so this is great. We can continue with the – and do you know if you're looking for 1 gig for now or 2 gigs?
I don't need much gig. It's just me, and I don't do games or anything. I just – it's just me.
Okay, perfect. So one gig, yes, 1 gig sounds good for your home. Okay, and you'll be – you'll be having the Archstaff Fibers equipment. More or less, how big is your house?
It's really small. It's like 900 square feet. It's tiny. It's a little house.
Oh, okay. No worries. All right. That was just to see if you would need any extra standards, but you should be okay with no standards.
So I have by the way, I do have some extender in here, but it's because Verizon, I have Verizon for my phone. In other words, whoever hooks it up is going to have to figure this stuff out. I have no idea about any of it. So hopefully your guys will know what's going on.
Okay. So, yeah.
I don't need, I look at, just so you know, I don't even know what I do. It's just, you know how over time you have all this stuff, it's all plugged in. I don't know what's going on. I hope you guys do.
Yes. So we'll take a look at it. We'll bring all our equipment. For the look of it, you won't need any extenders, but if you do in the future, you can call us and we'll add them.
My extenders for, I think, Verizon, because my cell phone doesn't get anything. I could be wrong. I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
It may not have anything to do with Spectrum. I have no idea. I bet your guys do. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Let's hope, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes,
the people
worry.
Across the street said they were happy with your service. I asked them.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have, since we started in March,
we have.
That's great. That's great news. Yes, and we're here to provide you guys the best service. So are you planning to keep your phone services as well?
I don't have a phone. I don't have a landline.
Oh, you don't have a line. So you don't, because we also offer phones.
Yeah, I don't have a landline. I just have cell phones.
Okay, so no, we're not going with that. Okay. So the service that we're doing right now is the 1 gig. It's $79.99. But we do offer...
here it says 60. It says $69.99.
Yes, that's... Yes, because we do offer a promotion if you signed up for auto pay and paperless billing.
I can do that.
Yes, okay, perfect. So just want to confirm.
I only say that because I want the full, I want the full savings because I can't stand what I pay Spectrum. I do have TV through them and cable and all that other stuff, which I haven't figured out how to get rid of that yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, whatever, if you would also decide in the future to get landline, you know, we also provide phone. You can give us a call and we add that into your service.
No, I don't need that.
Okay. So just want to verify that the address that we'll be servicing is 3 Birchwood Drive West in Saugerty, New York, 12477.
Yep.
Okay. And do you own or rent this property?
I own it.
Okay, perfect. Just that question is just in case if, you know, if the person rents, we need to get in contact with the owner just to make sure that they're okay. And is this the billing address? Is this the billing address or is it different from?
This is it.
That same is your billing address. Perfect. Okay, let's move along. Okay, one moment, please. So if you would like to add an authorized user, you can do that through your Upstart Fiber account once the account is set up, okay? Well, right now...
What does that mean? What do you mean by authorized user? What does that mean?
If somebody that also has access to your account, they'll be able to make payments. They'll be able to call and get information on your account.
No.
But it's just you.
Nobody. Nope.
Okay.
Just me.
Okay,
just
perfect.
Me, just a small house, just one gig.
It's okay. Sometimes
it's like
I
a tragedy. I pay like they should give me like a total discount, right?
Yes. So Liz, first name is Gail, G-A-I-L.
Yep.
Last name is Porter, P-O-R-T-E.
P-O-R-T-E-R.
R. Yeah, sorry. I missed that R at the end. And what is the best email address for you?
G-A-I and the number 1 at, you're going to love this, hvc.rr.com. That's like old lady. That's Hudson Valley Cable. hvc.rr.com. I need to change that too.
It's okay. So I'm sorry. Let me make sure that I got this correctly. HTC?
No. H as in Harry, V as in Victor, C as in Cowboy, .rr.com.
Perfect. And for the beginning is GAI1.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you.
With the
so
number,
much.
It's a number 1. Looks like Gail.
The number 1. Yes. Very clever. That's really nice. And what is the best phone number to contact you back?
This one, 845-532-7797.
7797. I'm going to repeat that back to you, 845-532-7797.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what will be the best contact for you, email, phone, text?
It's best just to call me or text me.
Text, okay. So at Trust Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installment appointments, updates about the order status and billing updates. By opting
yeah, that works.
Perfect. So by opting into the to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm.
I just don't want you all texting me in the middle of the night. I hate that.
Oh no, we won't do that. And you can also opt out of that at any time. So
all right, great.
All right, so let me
hate that. Like really? And you go through your phone to try to figure out who are what? What one of these things am I letting people?
Yes. No, I get that. I don't know, but after the hours of operation, 8 p.m., you should not be receiving any messages like that. Oh, you're welcome. So let me assure you that we only use this method for specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize
that.
You're welcome. And you can choose to opt out anytime through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call messages. Just wanted to let you know that the text messages and data rates may apply. Is it okay?
It's okay.
Okay, perfect. So We're going to move along. All right, let me just take a look over here. All right, and as a part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This would not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit.
I know, my credit's good. Just as long as it doesn't affect my credit rating, which is, I think, like 830, by the way. So anyway,
go ahead.
Oh,
that's great. No, that's great. So you would like, you're okay with the credit check?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just open up this other screen over here, and I'm going to ask you for some information.
Geez, I feel like it's like very involved. My goodness.
Yeah, this is just it's like an overview of the credit. They don't go into detail looking to see.
No, I know, but I mean, just all of this seems like, I feel like, you know, my kid's name, my grandkids, car. What kind of car do you got? No. Jesus.
No, I completely understand. Let me just enter 3 Birchwood. West. Sorry, New York 12477. Okay, first name is Gail. Last name is Porter. All right, if you can please, I'm sorry for bore me with the Social Security number.
Ooh, so you need to get my Social Security number for this?
Yes.
Don't you think this is a little crazy?
I completely understand, but it is a step that they require. If you don't want to do that, if you feel uncomfortable with the
what do most people do?
The people that I have signed up so far, some have agreed to it. Some have opted to pay the $50 deposit. It's like 50-50 to tell you through.
I know. But do they say the same thing I am? Like, really? On my Social Security number?
Yeah, some people are concerned, that right now security, you don't know who you're giving your information to, and I completely
understand. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, there's all that.
Yes.
I don't get my Social Security number, but it's like, you're just a cable company. You don't need my Social Security. And then what are you going to do to it? Plug it into your system?
So
when your system gets breached, then I know I'm just trying to say, but when your whole system gets invaded, which it will, then they have my Social Security number. That's basically what happens.
No, so this information is get plugged in now, and once I get the report, the number report, and everything else is, it goes away. It doesn't store it.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it, though.
I completely understand.
I'm just trying to say, it's just cable. You don't need my Social Security number. 490-74-0998.
All right, thank you so much. I'm not going to repeat it just for, if you, I know that you.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like I said, it's just really crazy. I feel like that's nuts.
No, I completely understand.
Not only that, but even to have to do a credit check and all that to get cable, like, it's just weird,
Yes, no, I completely understand. Let me see. Okay, and then you did say that you wanted to enroll in the paperless and auto pay.
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna do that with your checking savings account or your or card? Because if it's a card, it's only $5. If it's a checking or savings, it's $10.
What do you mean, $10 to set it up?
No, discount.
If I do it by credit card, it's $5 and what?
If you do auto pay and paperless billing, with the AC, with a ACH, is a checking or a savings account, that they will give you a $10 discount. But instead of an ACH, if you do a card, it's only $5.
No, I can give you a checking account.
Okay, perfect.
Now you can totally take advantage of me. You have my social security number and my checking account. I'm just saying it's really messed up, but okay.
I completely understand. We can also, let me see, but I can probably that not put the auto pay and paperless billing now, and then once you get that email,
I could
once you
do
get
that.
this, you can then set up the ACH and auto pay so they can give you
Discount.
the discount.
I would
Yes.
prefer that. All right. And
Okay,
I'm
you
not, it's
want.
not against you. It's just like, my God, you act like I'm having a
Like,
baby or something. Like, Jesus.
I completely
I
understand.
feel violated on my end.
Oh, like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I we did, we really don't want if you know want you to feel like that at all.
I know.
I let me just. Okay, I stuff is enough for now for the paperless billing. Okay, let's. Okay, awesome. And you said that you got the way that you heard about us is through the direct mail that we've been sending.
Well, yeah, and they tore up our whole street installing it. Plus, I see your people at Chamber of Commerce meetings. I've seen them there too, so
Okay.
but a lot of it has been through mailings.
All right. And is there anything that you would like to or text to know before they get to your property?
No, but
Any?
they should say they'll set up an appointment. I'm not just here all the time.
Yes. No. I'm saying anything that you want to let us know if there's any buried wire, septic tanks, anything in the property that they
No.
should be careful and watch out for.
No.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any questions right now or any comments before we continue?
There's more? Like, how much more longer are we on the phone for?
Oh no, we're
I'm like
almost
really
done.
discouraged at this point. Like, dear God.
I completely understand. I completely understand. So that we're almost done with this information. Okay. Right. Right now, do you know if you have the service that you have right now, is it aerial or on the ground wiring?
It's not underground, it's through spectrum.
Into spectrum, okay. All right. And would you be okay with a temporary drop line if they have to do that and then come back and bury it?
I don't know, I guess. I have no idea. I did just thought I would not be so complicated, but okay, whatever.
Okay, thank you. So, the next appointment, July 1st. I have July 1st, 1 p.m. or three
No,
p.m.
gotta be at a Tuesday. It's gotta be on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me see. I have Tuesday on the 2nd at eight
I could do
a.m.
the Tuesday the 2nd.
Tuesday the 2nd.
Do I have to be here all day?
No. So we have a 2-hour window. We can do 8 a.m., 1 p.m.,
All
or
right,
three
do
p.m.
that.
That usually takes 1.5 hours more to set everything up.
Okay, then do 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on July 2nd.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to read a little bit of disclosure before we finalize everything. You agreed to bond by the terms of the service as they change from time to time, as posted to our on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration.
I guess, whatever. I don't know. What, did you ask me a question?
Yes. I was just asking if you agree to bond by the terms and conditions of the service.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Just double checking. The phone number is 845-532-7797. That's where they're going to contact you and let you know that they're on their way.
Okay.
Okay, so the appointment July 2nd at 8 a.m. Let me just set up that appointment. Perfect. So your appointment is scheduled. Now that your installation is scheduled, you will be receiving two emails from our staff Fiverr. One will be confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign up into your our staff Fiverr customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms and services. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. To maintain consistency of your connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until our staff Fiverr services are installed to cancel their current provider. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any questions at this moment?
No.
Okay. I do thank you so much for calling today and signing up for our services. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.